The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And all that had been commanded them, they told briefly to those around Peter. And afterward, Jesus himself sent out through them, from east to west, the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation, the gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, today our worship is impacted by COVID. It's fair to say that this virus has reshaped all of our lives. We now wear masks. There's a new expression, "Dang, forgot my mask," and you have to go back. Only happens at Kroger every week. If I cough, I wonder, did I get it? And when you start coughing, I really wonder, do they got it? Right? We now view other human beings as carriers of a disease. And so we stay away from them. We treat each other as if though we had cooties. All those years of practice in second grade have come in handy now. Which, by the way, you don't get COVID like you get cooties. But it don't matter. We're going to be safe. We view each other as a threat. We are worried. We are nervous. We're changing the way we do school. We're changing the way we do work. Lord knows we've changed the way we do church. COVID has changed our lives because COVID's a big deal. It's a real big deal. But you know what? Resurrection's a much bigger deal. Much bigger deal. So I'm going to give you the end of this sermon in case you want to doze. You have spent more time this year making decisions based on COVID than you have spent your entire life based on the resurrection. You have let COVID occupy, whether you like it or not, whether you're mad or not, you have let COVID occupy so much of your decision-making processes, and the resurrection never comes up. Never comes up. Well, the Bible's filled with people who are afraid. Peter was scared. He didn't know what would happen if he admitted he knew Jesus, right? A woman, this is the dude to pull the sword, right? A woman says to Peter, "You're one of his disciples." "Don't know him, don't know him, don't know him." Three times he denies he knows Jesus. Three times he denies he knows Jesus. And then suddenly he becomes this bold preacher. What happened? What changed that scared guy into this bold preacher? What changed that scared guy into someone willing to be crucified? Nasty, ugly way to go. Something happened, and that something was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And today we have chapter 10x is awesome. You know, on Easter I kind of get fired up, so you're all worried, right? He's going to preach for 4 hours. I won't do it, but I tell you I could. Today we hear Peter preaching. He says that the God of Israel wants the nations. That means the pagans. That means the Gentiles. That means you and me. The God of the Jews wants us to reverence him, and he invites us in. Peter says Jesus is the peace, the shalom of Israel. That means he's the Messiah king. Because when the king comes, there's going to be peace. Peter says Jesus got baptized, the Holy Spirit came on him, and he went around doing good. He just went around doing good. Healing people, raising a few dead people, preaching, setting people free from demons. It's all documented. Then Peter says, I was there. I saw it. I saw it. And Paul gave you a big old list. He was dead. You know how effective Romans were at crucifixion? Like, they ain't crucified entire cities. These were not people saying, well, I'm not really sure how this works. They knew what they were doing. Go home and experiment. Stick spears through people into their heart and see how many of them get up and walk away. Well, you'll be tried for murder because no one walks away when a spear goes through their heart. He says, I was an eyewitness. I saw. You know what? I've gotten sick and tired of hearing for the last 14 months. Follow the science. Because a lot of people tell me follow the science, tell me they're agnostics and atheists. They tell me what I'm doing here is ridiculous. You know what the word science means? Things we can learn, things we can know. That's what the word science means. And my degrees are in the queen of science, theology. And she's been the queen since the Middle Ages. Eyewitness account. Peter says, I saw him. They crucified him. I saw his dead body. They put stuff on his dead body and wrapped it up. And then they saw it was empty. It was empty. I visited a lot of cemeteries. I have a lot of people I love in cemeteries. You know, I've never been told at a cemetery, oh, they'll be right back. They went to get some coffee. Tombs don't get empty. He said, Jesus ate with us. In fact, what he didn't say, but what happened was, Jesus took him out for a walk and made him say, I love you three times to balance out the scales. Jesus made it real clear. Follow the science. The dead man rose again. Follow the science. You make your own decision. God declared him King, Lord of heaven and earth, the judge of all people on the planet. Follow the science. Follow the science. Now, one out of every 4,000 people on the planet has died from COVID. COVID has killed a lot of people. The world has only expanded by 20 million people in the last 3 months. That's like 22 Memphises or 23 Memphises popping up. And COVID is completely changed. I'm just telling you about the data, okay? 1 in 4,000 people died of COVID, and that is a really high rate of death. That is hugely important. I wear the mask. We do all this stuff in here. I'm not pushing back on that. But here's what I'm pushing back on. 3,999 out of 4,000 are going to die of something else. My family has been finding ways to die forever. And most of them have been much uglier. Cancer and cancer and cancer and, oh, an occasional heart thing and watch them suck oxygen and my mom can't breathe. Dying ugly is in the cards for a large number of us. And I'm not saying you want to get COVID. I'm just saying you're going to die of something. This ain't going to solve that problem. Jesus is going to solve that problem. Jesus is going to solve that problem. So here's my proposal. If you're worried, pray more. Every time you pick up this mask, think, Jesus rose from the dead. That's pretty significant. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus said he's going to raise me from the dead. That's pretty significant. And every time you forget to go, dang, I forgot Jesus rose from the dead. Make a promise to yourself. Every time, every day I forget that, I'm going to say, dang it, I forgot that. I need to remember it. Anytime you're down in the dumps, think about what it's going to be like when we're all up in heaven. Well, actually, when heaven's down here on earth. I fall into old patterns. Think what it's going to be like when we're all singing and dancing at the banquet feast. Think when we're surrounded by all those people we love and find out we can love everybody else. Think about what it's going to be like when you're lonely that Jesus is with you. Think about the resurrection as the foundation for joy and courage and peace in your life. So, let's repent more and believe the gospel. Let's pray more and worry less. Let's love more and worry less. Let's think more about doing good things and a lot less about what could make us sick. Let's let the resurrection of Jesus Christ influence our lives as much as we let COVID influence our lives. The tomb is empty. Let's just act like we believe the tomb is empty. Jesus is risen. Let's make decisions every day based on that. Now, I know what you're going to say. They got to eat with Jesus. What do you think we're doing? Every single Sunday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for that. Every day Jesus is here with us. So here's my proposition. Why don't we be church again? A body of believers, we're kind of excited. I know you're all excited right now and you want to jump up and say hallelujah and thank you for maintaining your composure. But before we leave, we're going to say hallelujah, right? Amen.